Blog Talk Radio.
This is The Prophet Is In. We have a caller on line one. I see your number, caller. And I believe that's Mary. Mary, I'll be right with you. I just want to read a selection of scriptures. Mary, I hope you have your mirror Bible. It'll be Luke chapter 8. Unfortunately, I sent the email out the invite this morning saying Luke chapter 9, posted it on the Mirror Bible Study group, Luke chapter 9, but change of pace here, change of what Holy Spirit, I believe, wants me to do, and that is read from Luke chapter 8. Verse 4, large crowds from many of the surrounding villages and cities kept flocking together in their pursuit of him, talking about Jesus. And he told them the following illustration. Picture a sower who goes out to sow his seed, and some landed on a pathway where it was trodden underfoot and eaten by birds. Some seed landed on rocky soil where it begins to grow briefly. Then for lack of moisture, it would wither up and die. Still others, other seed fell amongst thorny weeds where it became strangled. But the seed which lands in good soil flourishes and yields a return of 100 to 1. He then cried out with a voice, with a loud voice, "Now listen up with your inner ears. It is how you hear my words that makes all the difference." Verse 9. The disciples wanted to know what he meant by this parable. Verse 10. He told them, "You were already given insight to understand the mystery of God." This is in parentheses, "in your close association with me. But I speak in parables to those who see and hear, yet struggle to comprehend." And now Jesus explains, this is what the parable means. God's conversation with mankind is the seed. The seed on the road means some hear the word, then because of a typical inferior mindset, it is stolen from their hearts before it germinates and they remain trapped in their unbelief. Now, the word inferior mindset is translated, Francois has a note here, the word diabolos, from dia, because of, and bala, cast down. Therefore, a mindset ruled by the I am not tree is ruled by the I am not tree. See James 1:24 in the Mirror Bible. The rocky soil represents the ones who hear and receive the word with joy, but because they have no root to anchor them, their belief is brief, and in times of temptation, they fall away. Then there is a seed that landed amongst thorny bushes. They are the ones who also hear the word, but in the course of life, the typical distractions, distractions, annoyances of everyday life. What are we going to wear? What are we going to eat? Where are we going to live? And so on. Distractions that are associated with the pursuit of wealth and pleasures suffocate them before any fruit matures. But the seed in the good soil are those who hear in such a way that the word finds a consistent and beautiful resonance in their hearts. They are the ones who continue to bear fruit in steadfast resolve. And this is the translator's notes. The word ketchiko, to hold fast, to check a ship's headway, i.e. to hold and head the seed. The seed is the word of God. I submit to you that the seed, the word of God, can be looked at and can be received in your life like a prophetic word based on the Logos word, which goes into your ears and hopefully into your brain, okay, into the soul, and will produce as you think about it. Now, Jesus didn't say that, but he says it makes a difference how you hear. Some people are so busy talking, they can't hear. When you slow down, when you listen to what's being said, ask Holy Spirit, she will guide you into what is for you and what might be for another time. See, God is without time. His seed takes time to mature, to germinate into your life, so that everything that you have heard that is a word from God will produce, as the Mirror Bible said here, 100 to 1. Are you ready? Do you want to? As Jesus said, it makes a difference how you hear. So in Jesus' name, okay, hear his word. Receive his word. I'm going to say hi to Mary. Hi, Mary. How are you?
How you doing?
Good. Are you listening?
Oh, yes, I'm listening to that word. Yes.
Okay. 562-388. Who's on the line? 562-388. Okay. Who's calling? Someone's singing. Can you hear me?
Oh, so sorry, Tim.
And
are you there?
Who's this? Yes.
Oh, it's Philip. I didn't know you were going to take my call yet. I was just worshiping. Sorry.
No, sorry about it. Who's on the line?
That's me, Philip.
Hey, Philip. I'll get right with you. If
okay.
You have a Mirror Bible, read the Luke chapter 8, 5 through, since I saw that you called in a little after I started reading, Pitcher Sower from 5 to 18, okay, actually
5,
to 15, okay, so.
Luke 5, 18?
No, Luke 8, 5 through 15. I'll be right
Luke
back
8.
With you.
Okay.
Right back with you, bro. Okay, Mary?
Yes, sir. How you?
So,
I have before you, I have a prayer request. And it's for my son William, Kanika, Malachi, and Martha and Stacy and her husband that are in this household. My son almost lost his life 3 times in the last 3 weeks.
Mm.
And my grandson's wife was in a car accident, which
mm-hmm.
could have taken her life too. And my grandson
mm-hmm.
is having problems with his throat. And I know it's an attack of the enemy, because that's where I get attacked too. So I'm praying, and then my son William, he's a truck driver, he's over the road, and he needs prayer to get better cargo to go to and from so he can support his family. The enemy has been attacking him. He almost lost his life 3 times. And the last incident was last Saturday, and he came upon a car wreck. And the Lord said that was the enemy meant to try to take you out. And he was the first on the scene to help that person. So, and just pray for me. I just need to continue to draw closer to the Lord and fulfill his will and destiny for my life. That's all. That I will be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the word of God. That's it.
Okay.
And they need to move from where they are to where God wants them to be, and they need to do it by spring or early summer. And that's the whole household with all the people that are in it. So
I would love to talk with them.
Would you love to talk with Will?
You are free to give him this number, and he can call wherever he's traveling from. I'm sure the truckers talk to other truckers all the time on their CB radios, if they still do that.
Here's the word is that
Father Elohim, Father, Son, Holy Spirit, they all love your family and every family on earth. But those who are having difficulties, if they honestly believe that a devil or any demon has power to bring ill into their life, they really need to get out of the mindset that the enemy is stronger than God. Secondly, they need to understand that Jesus defeated all principalities and powers through his death. His death is your death of the Adamic, I am just a worm nature, or the do-it-yourself tree, the knowledge of good and evil. All of that, everything in Adam, Paul states this very clearly. One died for all, therefore all died. Now, if all died, you can read this in the Pauline epistles, then all men live in Christ. Christ died for all men. Therefore, they have new natures. They just haven't awakened to their, not only their position, but the love of God within them to bless them in order to overcome these annoyances of life. Okay? Because it's not an enemy. Okay? Jesus took authority and demonstrated authority over any enemy, over any evil mindset. Mary, just listen for a little bit. Now, as Jesus demonstrated the better covenant of the kingdom of God that's within you and I, we have authority over these things. Now, there is a mystery. I will say that I will not say that there aren't demons that exist, but they have no power over you. The devil has no power over you. You and your family are in the kingdom and the perfect love, grace, and mercy of God. God brings evil unto no man. Not one. It is the mindset of a fallen mind that works in evil to bring evil to other people that are in their way. Mm-hmm. But Jesus, here's the point, Jesus loves every person walking on this planet. Every one of them. Some of them I don't care for, and I'm sure you don't. But Jesus loves them. Father loves them. Jesus is to come in 8 billion people on this planet. Okay? Yeah. You know, so don't be looking for a rapture. Don't try and jump up and down to say, I'm getting ready, Lord. See, and here's another thing. Mary, you can't get any closer than where you are, as Paul writes, that you and I are in the itty-gritty, the creamy white middle, if you will, of the cookie of Father, Son, Holy Spirit. That's where you are in. You're located in Jesus Christ. Stop striving. You cannot fast your way into this. You cannot read the Bible enough to earn anything about the love of God through Jesus Christ manifested by you through the Holy Spirit, and the Word of God demonstrates this. So I say to you, become when you're asked, and as you can, speak the word of love, grace, and mercy, and blessing upon this family, upon this man who's traveling. Let it, you see, Peter, he reminds me of Peter. Peter was looking, you know, for that next big load. Man, that's how he makes his business. That, you know, he is fishing. And Jesus walks by. Now, Jesus is not walking by this man that you mentioned, okay, the trucker that needs good loads. No, he's in Jesus. The kingdom of God is within him. How does this transpire? You stop worrying about the annoyance of where is the next load going to be. I've got to manipulate. I've got to call. I've got to earn this. No, you don't. It's all love. It's already provided. I'll give you an example. I was paying a monstrously large bill that I knew was due. And all of a sudden, without asking, and this is the way, you know, Holy Spirit speaks, they speak to me, Tim, I've given you all the money you need. Now, I didn't ask for that, but I'm thankful for that word.
Amen. Okay?
I have given you all the money you need. Therefore, I extend to you to extend to this man what he needs is to take his mind off of the worry, the fear, the differences of plenty and, you know, or bust, all of those annoyances of life, and focus on Jesus. Focus on the kingdom, fall in love with the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. As he has these opening moments of experiencing love, Mary,
okay,
like you can and have. See, view the love of God as not a transaction, but as a constant river flowing through you.
Amen.
Flowing through them, whoever them is, okay?
Yep.
It's not a, well, I've been a good boy. It's, I've been a good girl. You know, I didn't lose my cool or my temp, or my temper or this or that. It's not about what you look like. Because in Christ, Mary, you're perfect, and so are they. You're just like Jesus. That's the reason why I read a translation, transliteration, paraphrase, all wrapped up into one called mirror. Because you reflect mirror. I reflect, as I looked in the mirror, Jesus is the reflection. See yourself in Jesus and Jesus in you. That answers all of this, and it gets their mindset and gets your mindset after the away from the daily worry and fear, and translates your mind into where you are seated in Christ in the heavenly throne room realities, where it's, you know, none of this you don't worry about. But I am pleased to prophesy that everything that he needs as a trucker is already set out for him. Stop worrying. I can give a word of goodness because the goodness of Father never stops.
That's
and
right.
Father's always talking. But guess what? Isn't it exhausting living life? You know, it's like the paycheck to paycheck. It is so annoying to live life like that. Well, what's God going to do for me today? Are you in retail? You know, it's like working for a person on a retail floor. You know, yeah, it was good. You know, you had good numbers yesterday, whatever widgets you were selling or whatever, you know. Well, what are you doing for me today? God is not like that. Constant.
Thank you, Jesus.
Complete. Awesome. Completely blessed. See? So take it from the life of Jesus, and then after you read the Gospels of what Francois translated, then read into Paul. In fact, you may want to start with the Pauline epistles, the letters he wrote, to get it right, because Paul had to travel with each and every writer of the first four Gospels, you know, writers of the Gospels, in order for them to get it right.
Okay.
They were thinking that Jesus only came for the Jews. No, for God so loved the world. They had it wrong. And then when, you know, in 70 AD, that Jesus is prophet here, okay? Jesus speaks. He spoke, hey, you see this temple? Matthew 24. It's all going to come down, you see? And that was the center, whatever you center of what you place your trust in, if it's not Jesus Christ, it's going to come down. It's not going to be. See? That's not prophesying ill on people. It's just saying if it's the law and the old covenant, bless God, I want to listen to that prophet because that prophet's saying it's doom and gloom. And guess what? If you're in the X of the, you know, in the area of the X where the next eclipse is coming, oh my God, get ready. Are you kidding me? Really? How small is the thinking versus the vastness of the love of God for the cosmos people living on planet Earth? See, it's not about an eclipse. There are some things that we won't know, that are in mystery. We're not supposed to know everything.
No, we're not.
There are some things that God, that we just trust in, that God has good. The goodness of God is for you and each one of these family members that you have mentioned. It is about the grace and the love and the patience to live each day in a thankfulness. I'm alive. God is blessing me. God is for me. I am in Christ. I know who I am, and I know his word. See, the more that you look at his word, Mary, the less that you interpret circumstances to be against you from any devil or demon. Because there are some people that think that demons are under every rock. And there are demons that are going to throw you off of the road. And there are demons going to cause flat tires. I one time I was in a car, unfortunately, and this guy was praying against every demonic thing he could think of. And it took him 30 minutes before to pray out loud and before he could turn the engine over. I was just amazed. to get the car down. Can we go now? You know? Are you?
Yeah.
Are you just wait. You know. You know. You might as well say that God will have you run up and down a hill, beating your back with a cat of nine tails in order for you to be holy enough. It's all about your works. No, it's not about your works. It's all centered in the love of Jesus Christ. And by the way, it was our fury, our judgment placed on Jesus, not the Father's. See? So how in the world can we think in our minds, Mary, that there is a devil that is taunting me? No way. Jesus demonstrated, and then Paul wrote that he, Jesus, displayed, put the principalities and powers on notice, and then humiliated every one of them.
Yes, he did. That's the word.
That's the word. That's it.
Word.
So don't worry about it. Don't concern your mind with it. See, there are heavenly dimensions. There are experiences that God, Holy Spirit, wants you to experience and this family that you love and pray for. But see, it's not about them coming to Jesus. It's about them experiencing his love. I don't care if they ever, you know, it's not about going to church and raising your hands and blah, 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 and giving the tithe. Doesn't make any difference. It's all about the experience and the daily relational relationship of knowing Jesus, hearing his voice, and, you know, fellowship where the Holy Spirit leads you.
That's right.
Amen.
That's what I do. Amen.
Okay. So give him, surely you know the Prophet Fox web page. Surely you've looked at it.
Give him that
and let him know that I'd love to talk with him. That would be like a call or on the phone call. And the rest of your family, give them my name. Let them read the testimonies of, I would say, like in Luke chapter.
I will do that.
Like in Luke chapter 8, that the prophetic word, the seed of God within them has sprouted, will sprout. The testimonies that are on this webpage have a hundredfold testimony. It's amazing. Okay, God bless you. Thank you for calling in, sis. All right, Philip, how are you? Are you there, Philip? 562-388. Are you there? Okay. Philip, I'll get back to you. I know that you're there. And when you get the phone next to you, I will check with you in about 5 minutes. Okay. All right. Got a couple callers here. 919-247. Are you there?
Yes, Prophet. This is Ellery.
Ellery, God bless you. I was just thinking about you this morning and sent you a note, an email. I was reading in Luke chapter 8 and of the sower and the seed. And I submit to you, brother, if you read this in the mirror chapter, but the seed, verse 15, in good soil are those who hear in such a way that the word finds a consistent and beautiful resonance in their hearts, They are the ones who continue to bear fruit in a steadfast resolve. Now, that is the explanation that Jesus gave to his disciples. However, in the preceding verses, the seed that was heard correctly, and as Jesus said it, he said, look, he told them that they who listen, yeah, verse 8, but the seed which lands in good soil flourishes and yields a return of 100 to 1. Now listen up with your inner ears. It is how. See, no other translation is going to do this for you. No, they're not out there. You'd have to, you know, hours and hours going from translation to translation, knowing the Greek, knowing the Hebrew, Aramaic. It's just, you know, let those who are rich or have a mind, dedicated their life to look at these scriptures. Amen. More power to them. 100 to 1. I mean, it is, he said, now listen up with your inner ears. It is how you hear my words that makes all the difference. How you hear. See? So in Jesus' name, Ellery, you have heard the word. A word was sent to you about 2 weeks ago. And I was curious. I am curious to hear the manifestation of the word. See, the germinating of the seed, which is the word, which in our world, you can look at a prophetic word in that it encapsulates the word of God within it, spoken by the Spirit, is the word that germinates 100 to 1. Has that happened as yet?
Not as yet. I'm hopeful expectation.
Okay. So in Jesus' name, you know who I'm talking about. Father knows exactly where she is. Father, Holy Spirit, it is not about some demon or devil that has power over her. No way, Jose. It is about the word of God. It is about the love of God, and it manifests 100 to 1. 100 to 1. As the seed takes root, this is the word. Again, reading Luke chapter 8. As the seed takes root in her mind and her heart, her body, your heart, your mind, everyone connected to the situation. It's not about a transactional God. Is God going to bless us? No. God is blessing.
Amen.
Get out of the mindset of the transactional God that stops and starts love, but into the major flow of the Spirit of God within everyone that you care about and have prayed about. Everyone.
Amen.
They're all very important to the love story. See? So in Jesus' name, I urge you, brother, as you have in the past, and continue. Not to war. You don't war with anything. You're just saying it is the word of God. And in your expectation, knowing that God is good, that his seed will flourish. Not only within you, not only within Cheryl, but in everyone in your family. And surely that has manifested as I've read your testimony online. Amen?
Amen.
Your testimony is online. I'm not going to tell who I just post from E, you know, on the webpage,
yeah.
prophetbox.com. So let me take this other call, 718. Ellery, just hang on. 718-514, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
And this is?
Good afternoon. This is Katisha.
Tisha? Keisha.
Katisha, K-U-T-I-S-H-A.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing, Prophet Fox?
Good, good. We've had some connection in the last, 3 weeks, right, Katisha?
No, actually, you've been contacting me, and this is the first day that I've actually been able to connect with you.
Okay. Well, I'm going to send you, if I have your email address, by the way, if I don't have anyone's email address that is on the blog talk right now, please send it to me, tfox@prophetbox.com. Katisha, you know, as some people may, the goodness of God is continuing to pop up in your life like popcorn. I just read Luke chapter 8 and 2 verse 15, where it talks about the sower and the seed. The seed is the word of God. The seed, though, Jesus says, can be trampled on by people's feet. In other words, they run all over you. Okay. And you've got your word and you're believing. And yet, you know, other theologians, prophets, pastors, teachers, it doesn't matter. You know, they walk all over, oh, no, God doesn't work that way. Well, yes, God does. Elohim loves everyone on this planet. Or the birds will come and pick up the seed. Or, you know, the worries, the fear, the doubts, the worry of a devil or a demon comes and picks up the word and strangles the word. Jesus says it all in this chapter. I urge you to get the Mirror Bible and read it. Okay? No other translation, paraphrase, whatever out there on the market's going to tell it in such a way. Tell what? The gospel. And your perfection, the I am-ness dwelling within you. So the popcorn word is this. There has been seed planted in your life. I know that we've had some connection in the past. That seed is the word of God. And as the word of God germinates and takes its place in you, as Jesus says, it's how you hear it. How you hear it. See? Because some people, they'll get offended. No, I don't believe that. And then their offense carries them off and carries them off in all kinds of beliefs of all kinds of weirdness, you know, conspiracy theories and the word of God is pure, full of love. The Father is gracious, not transactional, and has sent his word and healed our diseases. So in Jesus' name, whatever is needed in your life, if you want more of a one-on-one time, just go to Prophet Fox and you can segmate some time. I'd be happy to give you a call.
Okay.
The point is this, Katisha, that the popcorn effect is happening in your life because his word has found root deep within you, and his word is ever true. It's not about a prophet being correct. It's about his word germinating and bringing forth wait for it, 100-to-1 manifestation. Isn't that great?
Yes. Thank you.
100-to-1 says. And that is not about you being a good person, going to a certain church, giving all kinds of tithes, and, you know, going knocking on doors or doing this or doing this. Not about our works. It's about His work within you as His word. You've listened to it, you read it, and it's simple faith. His faith in you to begin with. Amen?
Amen.
Faith. Amen, Katisha. So I thank you for giving me a call this morning. And y'all just hang on just for a minute. Philip, are you still there? No. Philip's gone. That's okay. Mary's there. You know.
Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah, Mary's here. Mary's there. When you all call, if I don't get to you right away, you know, wait until I can finish what the Father is giving me for one person or another. If y'all want a one-on-one transaction, that would be more than 5 minutes, 3 to 5 minutes or so. Just go to the webpage and request a prophet's call. You know,
okay.
We'll take as long as needed. Okay? We'll take as long as Holy Spirit says, okay, you're done. You know, because this ministry is founded upon the encouragement of a prophetic word, sometimes words of knowledge. Ellery knows that. Mary has experienced that. Katisha, have you had a word of knowledge lately?
Yeah.
Okay. And were you blessed in that a word of knowledge was given to you?
Yes.
Okay. Amen. Amen. And here's the thing. It's not about building up this guy, me. It's about you understanding that the prophetic is offered in the anointing of blessing each and every one of you and your friends and your loved ones to listen and encourage, you know, edification, exhortation, comfort, to encourage you to seek first, to experience first the kingdom of God within your life and His word, so that that word, according to Luke chapter 8, get your mirror Bible and read it, will give you 100-to-1 manifestation of blessings in your life. Amen. Everyone wants 100-to-1, right?
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
Okay, I heard you, Keisha. Amen, Ellery. You're
Amen.
Still there?
Amen.
Yeah. Yeah.
Amen.
Is that Cheryl too? Yeah. 100-to-1.
No, I'm driving here.
Okay. Well, in Jesus' name, I speak the majesty and the glory of the blessing of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. They are all for you, never against you. Nothing comes your way that is not already known by them. And the love that they have for you and your loved ones never stops. It's never on a transaction. It is always the constant flow from the tree of life, not the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, but the tree of life, that water flows freely, that His word through His Spirit flows freely to you so that you can be blessed and that you can, those who have received, give away.
Yes.
Give it away.
Yes.
See, whatever, you know, whatever you can give away in Jesus' name. Here's a live story. Happened yesterday. I bought some donuts. Shouldn't, but I did. They're really good donuts, Edamame's. And they're at the dollar store. So they didn't cost, you know, that's where I was, saw them. I thought, well, these are good donuts at the dollar store. Sure enough, I'm going into a restaurant and I see a guy on the outside. It's rain, it's pouring here in Northern California. Just, it was amazingly miserable. Okay. See a guy trying to write a note on a piece of cardboard. I didn't have any cash. I had the donuts. I got the donuts out of my car, walked up to him and said, here, man, have some donuts. See, God blesses donuts. He blesses the heart that just like for God so loved and gave to this world. Before the world was ever created, you didn't have anything to do with your salvation. Still don't. Okay? It's all a gift. Receive and then give as you can. I bless you all with donuts.
Thank you.
You know, it's we have a lot of fun on The Prophet Is In. Amen. Thanks.
Amen.
Thanks
Amen.
For listening, guys. Thanks for calling in. And visit The Prophet Is In. Webpage. You'll see the new colors. Give the webpage away the best way that you can. Give it away. And my goal, as I talk to, just share just a little bit with you, I talked to the founder of the new GANs called Grace Awakening Network. And he asked me, point blank, Tim, why don't you come on the network? We can put you on the web page. We need people that are awakened to the greater grace awakening of what you're a part of through the Mirror Bible, through, you know, better teaching and awakening folks out of theologies and religion and into this awakening that God is doing. We need you. And I said, well, okay. The web page is up. I do the blog talk. I'm not a TV personality, but the web page could be placed and the blog talk could be placed on the network. So pray with me about that. Okay. And what I heard from the Father is this, you know, just like I've prophesied to folks about God is good and his goodness is not transactional. I said to him, I said, well, thank you for the offer. And when it's the right time, I will contact him back. When God provides, month to month, then that will happen. And then more people will hear about the prophetic that is not transactional, but about the goodness of God through Jesus Christ, that Jesus is already mirrored in you, and what I do is specifically honed to speak about that goodness, not just about put on gray socks, walk to the end of the sidewalk, and, you know, a purple polka dot car is going to come your way, and whatever, you know. It is about the kingdom and the kingdom mindset of where we are, and speaking about that glory that's in you, that God takes care of all this transactional stuff here on the earth. Jesus said, set your mind on the kingdom. Amen. So I hope that that's prominent in every word that I'm able to speak in that anointing. God bless you all. I hope you have a wonderful day, and thank you for calling.
God bless you.
You too.
God bless you.
Bye-bye.
Bye now.